Hi everyone, Ryan here, and welcome to the second episode of The Stoic Advantage. Today we're going to be focusing a little on Marcus Aurelius, particularly the beginning of his Meditations. Now before we get started, I thought it would be good to introduce you to who Marcus Aurelius was, for those who don't know, for those who maybe just have watched The Gladiator, because a lot of people, that's where they get their understanding of who Marcus Aurelius was. Marcus Aurelius was a Roman emperor. He lived from 121 CE and died in 180 CE. And he's considered one of the last of the good emperors. What that means is after he was emperor, after he died, there is a string of emperors who were considered very vicious. And if you look at a lot of these kind of gladiator type movies or movies about Rome, whether it be documentaries, you could really start to see how evil a lot of these emperors were. Marcus was the exact opposite. He was someone who cared for his people, who cared that people had money. He would often, rather than heavily tax people, he would sell some of the old relics of the Roman Empire to be able to pay for certain things for his people. He was also someone who exercised great restraint and who was very calm and philosophical, something very unique to a lot of the emperors of Rome who lived before and after him, obviously. And so Marcus, actually, his only work that was found was something called the Meditations, which is a group of, I would call them 12 short essays. The Meditations aren't that long. If you were to purchase them, I have my copy right here. It's just under 200 pages. And so the Meditations were actually, you consider them his journal. He would often write and write about his life, write about how Stoic philosophy has changed his life, such as the writings of Epictetus, and how they're helping him to navigate being a leader in Rome, which is something, like I said, very unique. So the Meditations was something that wasn't meant to be published. Again, it was a journal, and they offer us a great central text to draw upon to learn more about Stoic philosophy. Because like I said, he talks about some of the previous Stoics like Epictetus, and he also adds his own philosophical take in there as well. So if you turn to the very beginning of the Meditations, you'll notice he has a bit of a dedication to certain people in his life that are important, which is really interesting because he's very much reflecting and showing his humbleness by being like, these particular friends and family members, they have shaped me into who I am today, and they have taught me certain lessons, which for someone in his high authority to admit that he has learned so much from other people is quite humbling. After you go past his depths and lessons, you'll turn to the beginning of the Meditations, his journal. And I want to read the beginning of his Meditations because this is something that's heavily quoted when it comes to Stoic philosophy. So here we go. Quote, "When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, the people I will deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly. They are like this because they can't tell good from evil. But I have seen the beauty of good and the ugliness of evil, and have recognized that the wrongdoer has a nature related to my own, not of the same blood or birth, but the same mind, and possessing a share of the divine." So right here, Marcus is talking about what he does in the morning. So every morning, as part of his morning routine, he reflects, whether it be in his writing or possibly just reflects mentally, about possible people that could wrong him throughout the day. Obviously, being in that type of position, he would have a lot of people trying to possibly steer him in the wrong direction. So he was already meditating on how he can run into people who are going to treat him badly and to be prepared for that. So this is what in Stoic philosophy we call negative visualization. What that means is being prepared that something bad may happen to us throughout the day and really being able to soften the blow if that happens, almost normalizing that something bad may happen. So a lot of people say that negative visualization is like pessimistic. But a lot of the Stoics, particularly the contemporary Stoic writers who write about Stoicism today, would say that this is not the case. In fact, it is something that is a smart tactic to do to prepare yourself for potential downfalls that could happen in the future. and being okay with when they happen. It often softens the blow, like I said. And then it makes you realize that, hey, this may have seemed bad in the past, but it's not actually that bad. Life does go on. So this is what Marcus Aurelius was telling us to do. And so what we should do is in the morning, really think about not only people that could wrong us, but also things that may not work out well throughout the day. Maybe you have a job interview, or maybe you have to meet with particular friends, or you have a test. And just thinking to yourself, hey, maybe this event will not go according to plan. Maybe something bad, quote unquote bad, will happen. And you really teach yourself to be okay with that. You teach yourself that even though this may happen, life will still go on. And then it gives you that what if situation, that this could happen. And if it does happen, it doesn't seem like it's out of the ordinary. I know one of the reasons Marcus Aurelius thought this was an important tactic is that if this were to happen, you're not in a state of shock. You're not like, oh my goodness, how could someone wrong me? Or how could this event turn out this way? You think to yourself, okay, I thought this may happen. And now I'm prepared for it. So that's a big strategy that Marcus Aurelius says we should be doing every day. As well, he talks about how he alludes to the fact that other people are like us. So quite often, if someone wrongs us or someone does something that we don't really like, we don't realize that, hey, we often do the same thing. We often wrong other people. We may not realize it or be conscious of it at the time, but we are just like other people as well, and we make mistakes. And someone could be having a really bad day. That's why they wrong us, or that's why they say something that makes us upset. And we should be prepared to admit that we're just as fault in other circumstances as well. So I think that's two great pieces of wisdom that Marcus Aurelius leaves us, the fact that bad things do happen and we have to be prepared for it, and the other fact that we also make mistakes, and we have to admit that if someone else makes a mistake, we make mistakes on other occasions as well. So that is two great pieces of advice that Marcus Aurelius leaves with us, and I just wanted to share with you. This is something that I write when I'm journaling. I often do a form of negative visualization that, hey, this event or this person may do this, and when this happens, I will respond by doing X. I will respond by, a lot of the Stoics say, giving yourself some sort of model to repeat in your head. And when you do this, this helps remind yourself, bring conscious to the fact that you're using this form of negative visualization and how life still goes on. I highly recommend, if you want more information about the life of Marcus Aurelius, to take a look at the book, How to Think Like a Roman Emperor, The Stoic Philosophy of Marcus Aurelius by Donald Robertson. Donald Robertson is a contemporary writer who is working in the field of Stoicism, particularly as well cognitive behavioral therapy. And on my other channel and podcast, Philosophy in Motion, we actually had the privilege to interview Donald Robertson, and he talked a lot about the Stoic philosophy of Marcus Aurelius and why it was so revolutionary and progressive at the time. I think Marcus Aurelius is someone who's fascinating to study, and I'm looking forward to be able to talk more about Marcus Aurelius on this podcast and other tips that he has given within the meditations. So thank you everyone for tuning in for today's episode of The Stoic Advantage, and until next time, take care.